we're very satisfied with the sentence the court gave today on Mr. Cummings. The court sentenced him to a 24-year prison sentence, with the first 14 years being an initial period of incarceration, actually in prison, and followed by 10 years of supervision. So we think that's an appropriate sentence in this case, and we're happy the court saw it that way.
You described him as the mastermind, even in jail, writing letters on behalf or trying to get one of his co-defendants to take the to take the fall for him.
Yeah, that was one of the more disturbing aspects as we got closer to sentencing, where we found that the defendant was writing a co-defendant, and we believe trying to tell the co-defendant what to tell the court, and basically have the co-defendant take full responsibility, and Mr. Cummings saying he had nothing to do with it, which was just wrong.
It's kind of a sad thing, too, and so many lives, you know, were ruined by this. You know, with Ms. Dietze, she clearly didn't know exactly what she was doing, and now he's getting, you know, the full maximum sentence. Have you ever seen, you know, a case like this? It's a really unusual case, as the judge said himself.
It's pretty unusual. I can only think of maybe one or two in the past 20 years that I've been here that even comes close to it. It's real unfortunate that one person's greed can bring down so many people and cause so much pain.